Today we're talking to Andrea Vernola, the Children's Programming Librarian at Kalamazoo Public Library. Thank you for coming in, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
And today we're going to talk about the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. Can you tell us about this program? What's it about?
1,000 Books Before Kindergarten is a self-paced program that we started in January of this year, 2014, for parents and children to spend time sharing books together. The goal is to complete 1,000 before kindergarten, thus the name. But parents can do it at any rate that they want to. Some parents start when their children are infants. Some start a little bit later, depending on how they want to use the program. And for every 50 books that they complete, we give them sheets to take home. Then they bring back the, with the books marked off, they bring back the sheet. And we give them small prizes for those 50 books. There's things like stickers, bookmarks, bubbles, things like that. For 250 books, 500 books, 750 books, and 1,000 books, they get a little bit bigger prize. So they can earn 3 books and a book bag. And then we give them a certificate when they've completed it. And we make a big deal over it when they come in and thank them for reading together and thank the child for making reading a priority. And it's just a lot of fun for everybody.
1,000 books. I'm not sure I know adults who have read that many books. So these children aren't overwhelmed when you tell them this is a program to read 1,000 books?
I think that maybe, but I think most kids think that sounds really exciting. 1,000 is a big number to them, but they don't quite have the same concept of it that we do. So I think they know that it's big and that makes it exciting. And when they achieve it, they're very excited about it.
You're probably catching some of them before they even can count that
high. Yeah, definitely.
That probably helps.
Yeah. And sometimes parents say, wow, that's a lot of books, but we break it down and remind them that it's 50 at a time. And if you don't finish it, it's okay. You should just do whatever you feel like doing.
Sure.
And it doesn't have to be, it can be the same book over and over. We know kids that like to repeat books, which is great for them for learning to read, and that's fine. We know that babies will look at a book and, you know, sometimes just want to look at the pictures, but there's all different ways to share books with kids. So all of that counts. So they don't have to finish every single book. It's supposed to be fun and self-paced. We also kind of encourage people that, you know, if you just read a couple books a day for even a year, you'd have over 900 books.
It really would be pretty easy. Is for age group, what, 0 to preschool?
Yeah, 0 to whenever they start kindergarten. So if they're 5 or 6, whatever is the year that they start, that's when it's over.
So just to give a new parent an idea, what do you read to an age 0 newborn?
Some good books for newborns. Well, it's just fun to show pictures sometimes. So anything you have is fine. Talking to your baby is great for them. So you can pretty much be reading anything and they're going to like hearing your voice and hearing those words. And all of that is going to build into their future vocabulary and their future knowledge of reading. Other great things to do with babies or pick up some board books at the library or picture books, but board books tend to make everybody feel a little more comfortable about the pages not tearing.
Yeah.
And let your baby, you know, chew on it, look at the pictures, do whatever they want to do with that book. Learn how to turn the pages, learn how to hold the book the right way so that you're reading from left to right. So all of that stuff can start to be accomplished when your child's a baby.
Not the least. It sounds to me, and being a parent myself, there's a family bonding that happens during reading too that I think probably encourages reading, no?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely makes it more fun because you share that time together and then it's something that you look forward to. I think parents look forward to it so they can slow down for a few minutes and know they're really doing something that is making their kid ready for school. That's really important. And children look forward to it because they get that undivided attention for a few minutes. They learn. They you know, get to use their imagination. They get to see beautiful artwork. It's great. I did want to say, too, with babies and toddlers, everybody likes it. But especially with babies and toddlers, books that you can sing with. You know, we have lots of books that are like Old MacDonald Had a Farm. So the pictures depict the song. Most people know that song. That's very helpful, too, because it definitely engages them. And it gives you just more things to say
yeah.
to your baby because you're looking at these pictures. You might not have seen a cow that day
yeah.
out and about, but you can talk about it because you're looking at the book together.
Okay.
So singing is a great way to share books with babies and toddlers too.
Okay. So how did this program come about? How did it start?
There's quite a few libraries that do this across the country, and they call it 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and doing a reading program where you track reading and earn rewards is pretty common library thing to do,
yeah.
as well as a school thing. So it's similar to our summer reading program in that way, that we're just trying to provide another way to encourage parents and children to make reading a priority daily as often as they can. But other libraries do this, and we've had seen it a few times and just thought, you know, that really fits in with our strategic goal of creating young readers,
mm-hmm.
which we're focused on, you know, 0 to 6 basically for that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so this just really fits in well with that. It gives young kids an opportunity to come to the library, and I mean, they always have the opportunity to come, but they've got something to say to the librarian. You know, they've got a sheet to turn in.
Right.
And it's sort of a simple interaction for them.
Yeah.
Which for us is really a positive thing. They get to know us. We get to know them.
Sure.
They're creating that first library experience where they know the librarian. They know where the things are in the library. They know how to use the building and the collection. And that's really important to us. So sometimes kids that young aren't going to come up and ask for... They might, but sometimes they will not come up and ask for
yeah.
a truck book, you know.
Yeah,
it takes
yeah.
a while to develop that, and that's what we want to see, especially in school, is they're able to find the information that they need by asking us.
Okay.
So it kind of bridges that, starts them on that path of using the library for themselves,
because mm-hmm.
they've got that interaction that they're getting.
And does this involve just Kalamazoo Public Library, or are the branches involved too?
Yeah, all 5 locations have the... prizes set up and they're ready to go.
And what are those 5 locations?
We have a location in Oshtemo on West Main. We have a location, it's called Eastwood, and it's on East Main. And then we have a location called Powell in the Douglas Community Building, and then a location called Washington Square on Portage. So you can come in any location, sign up for the program, pick up prizes at any location.
Okay.
We have a database that where we have all of the names. So you can come into any location and go back to any location.
So how many kids have signed up at this point?
So far, we have around 370,
wow.
the last count. It's growing every day. We have more interactions with this program, so
yeah.
it changes every day. So that's the number that have signed up. We've given away quite a few books, so a lot of kids have gotten to the 250 mark.
Mm.
We've given away a lot of stickers.
Yeah.
Be hard to count. How many, but a lot.
And so, has anybody gotten up to 1,000 yet?
Yeah, there's been 9 or 10 who have gotten up to 1,000. So
wow.
I think that's really good for January to May.
Yeah. That's
you know?
Not a very long time. That's
no,
great.
That's reading a lot of books. So they're excited about it. And I really, it's a fun program for us to roll out because I haven't met any parents who weren't excited about it. So that's been great. And the kids love it too. So it's a lot of fun to just say, hey, I've got this new thing that you can do at the library. And it's been great.
Yeah. I understand that you also have a partnership with Kalamazoo Public Schools with this program or in general with kids. How does that work?
Generally, we have a great relationship with Kalamazoo Public Schools. We do lots of things with them. This program... I have let them know about it, and I hope they will tell families where it's appropriate, and I'm sure that mm-hmm. they are, because we're seeing those families come in. We do other things, though, a little more formally. We do first grade visits with Kalamazoo Public Schools, which is where every first grader in the district each year, this is the 3rd year, I think that's correct, yeah, 3rd year,
mm-hmm.
every first grader in the district visits the library 3 times during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
So they visit their branch libraries that are closest to their school the first 2 times. They check out a book. They read stories. They get to look around.
Mm-hmm.
Then the 3rd time, all 17 elementaries come to Central. And they get a tour, stories, and they get to check out a book again. So that's been a great partnership for us. We get to see those kids and encourage their reading. And they really grow a lot. I mean, they grow a lot every year, but... It's really special to see kids who maybe don't read on their own yet at the beginning of the year. And, you know, they have just been kindergartners, so they're like brand new to all day and being kind of like a big kid.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the year, they're so good at lining up, and they a lot of them are reading on their own. They know how to find a book that they like. It's really cool. So that's fun.
So what's the difference between, and why would it be necessary to have a school library and a public library? Because these kids must have school libraries too.
Yeah, some.
So what's the difference between the two? What do you offer that maybe a school library doesn't?
Well, to me, both are necessary for healthy, good academic learning for kids. And for, you know, that would be the school library, I think. And a public library is just a really special thing to have as a citizen of the United States. And we're really lucky to have that informed citizenry. And I think that is an awesome thing to instill in children, that they can learn whatever they want through the public library, that nobody will tell them exactly what they should learn or think, and will give them access to information that they, for whatever they want it for. And I think
freedom
that's
of curiosity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's a priceless gift. I've learned so many things. Sometimes I list all the things that I've learned, you know, like books I've bought about buying a house, or books about parenting, or books that just made me happy and made me feel encouraged, or whatever. Books that just were fun to read. Like, those have been gained through the public library, and nobody was telling me, you have to read this one. You know, I think there's a place for that too. There's wonderful books that we all should read, and we should challenge ourselves to learn new things. And be challenged by our schools and our school librarians to learn new things.
Yeah.
But I also think there's a place for having the freedom to come into the public library and find whatever you want and read it.
Yeah. So at what age do you have to be, or is there an age requirement for a library card, or is that part of maybe what you see in this first group of kids for the 1,000 books?
I think some have their own cards. Some don't. It's really up to the parents when they think the child should have that first library card.
Mm-hmm.
So some parents want their child to wait until they're old enough to really understand, like, okay, this is my library card and I need to take care of it. Some parents want to get their baby a library card, and that's fine too.
How do you see kids react to that when they get their first library card?
Well, if they're old enough to know what that means, they're really excited. I mean, they feel really responsible about it. And just what we do with, that's one of the things that we do with the first graders, is give them that library card. So for many of them, that's their first card.
Mm-hmm.
So if not, they'll say, I go to the library. You know, first graders will tell you all about how they've been there before and they know all about the library. So if they don't have a card, those kids are really excited about, all right, now I have a card too. Now we all have library cards. So those are really fun days to be at work.
So is there a real correlation, Andrea, between reading to, say, your little baby and how they're going to do in school years later? Is there any research on that?
The research that shows that kids who are read to have bigger vocabularies, generally. They hear more words in their home then, and then that becomes their vocabulary and makes it easier for them when they're reading books on their own to sound words out, to know, like, oh, I've recognized that word. I hear that word. I know what it means.
Yeah.
They're going to have a much easier time with comprehension. And so that's kind of the basis for reading to your kids, that they have that the vocabulary built, they understand sounds, you know, sort of phonetic awareness type of thing. They know how to open a book. Like, all of that just prepares them for really learning to read on their own.
Plus, I think, doesn't it give them exposure too when you see adults, the adults that matter to these kids, their parents or caregivers? Because it doesn't have to be a parent, does it?
No.
It could be somebody else that brings them in for this program?
Yeah, definitely. It can be any caregiver. I've had some daycares say that they read to the kids, so they want to take some sheets, and that way they can then send the sheets home with the parents, the 50-book sheets. And the parents can bring them to the library to claim their prize. And, you know, lots of people read to children. And I hope that
as
a library, we're trying to encourage all of those people. We often say the word caregivers. That's kind of what we're talking about, is parents, daycare providers, grandparents, aunts, friends, whoever is spending time with that child and reading to them.
Yeah. So these days, we seem to hear so much about people reading less. As a librarian, you should really be able to have an opinion on that. I would think you're right there. Do you think people, kids, people in general, are reading less or not?
It doesn't seem that way to me. I have lots of friends my age who read a lot. I see lots of patrons who read a lot, and our circulation continues to go up all the time. So it doesn't seem to me that people are reading less. I think sometimes maybe traditional reading, meaning like a book, a print book, or a print newspaper or print magazine, some of those things, maybe people are reading them less, but I think they're still reading. They're still reading to get their information. So lots of people read magazines online. Lots of people read ebooks. Lots of people read websites and blogs and other information and, you know, share that information. I see people sharing articles all the time, you know, thousands of articles a day on social media. Yeah. And it may not be exactly the same, but people are still reading to get their information. So I think it's just we have a lot more choices for how we read now than we might have before.
That's true, yeah. So digital books, ebooks, does that count on this program for the kids too?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. Well, thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
I think it's a great program.
Thank you. We're really excited about it.